Yeah.
So how's life?
It's lifing.
It's lifing?
Yeah.
What you mean? Lifing.
It's good. I can't complain. It's doing its thing. But yeah.
But it could be better.
Could be better.
Life could always be better.
Could always be better.
How's your mental health?
My mental health is very like up and down.
Up and down.
Mm-hmm. I notice that I'm very, very irritated with everything and everybody.
Are you moving too fast?
I think so. I think I'm just moving
you
so fast.
Slow the fuck down.
And I need to slow down. Yeah, that's exactly what I need to do.
And what you been doing anything for that? Like for slowing down life?
Smoking cigarettes.
Bitch. Fuck you, for real?
Yes.
You're smoking cigarettes, fool?
Just today. I smoked like four fucking cigarettes.
I just started
today.
Smoking, but I finished the pack already. God damn. Just, that's not good, actually.
I know. It's just, I'm trying to quit smoking weed.
So you,
so I just pick up cigarettes instead.
Oh, no. You want to stop smoking weed? Just go to the gym more.
Yeah, I need to, like, figure out my life. Because I haven't, I've been going to the gym, but I also been drinking more.
Maybe you just need a shroom trip.
I think I do. But I'm scared. I'm a little scared.
I've been wanting to have a little shroom trip.
Because I'm going to cry.
But you need to. You probably just need to, like, detox from life.
I think that's what
I
need.
An emotional detox.
I think that's what I need. But it's a little scary, you know? And then I don't want to do shrooms, and then nobody around me does shrooms, and then they're just going to be the same, you know?
But it's not about everybody else. It's about you.
I know, because they're a reflection of my inner world, right?
Not really.
So if they're irritating me, it's because I'm really irritated by myself.
You're very irritated by yourself. Right? So you need to make some changes.
Yes.
You need to make some changes.
Yes.
Make them.
This week.
I'm due tomorrow.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow.
Starting right now.
Dude.
Nah, life is just life, you know? Like, we're about to be like 30, and I see myself transitioning. I'm not a worker no more. I'm like a boss now. So I was telling my other coworker, boss friend, I'm like, you know what? When you become a boss, you stop having worker problems.
Worker problems?
And you start having boss problems.
You start having boss problems.
Right?
I guess, bro. People are always going to have... You're always going to have... problems,
right?
But it's like I want to have the kind of problems like, fuck, I forgot to put gasoline in my yacht, you know? I can't go chill with the baddies at the port today, type shit.
Third world
I problem. Want those kind of problems, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like, fuck, what am I gonna do with this $100,000 in cash right next to me? All my friends are asleep right now. Nobody wants to fucking party.
Okay.
I want those kind of problems, Ashley.
I don't want those kind of problems.
You don't? You don't want rich man problems?
No.
Rich bitch problems?
What I've recently learned since, like, money's okay, right? It's just like, I'm not in it for the money, you know? As long as my bills are paid and my kid is good and I'm good, money is like, eh. Money's good, but it's not like my
it's
priority
okay
anymore.
To be good, but
you could always be better.
Yeah, but it's all yeah. You gotta be a little greedy in the sense of like you gotta.
You think so?
You gotta stay working. You gotta keep trying to be better than what you were yesterday.
So maybe not greedy.
So it's
but
not
hungry.
Even about the money. It's more about staying hungry and
right.
and wanting
to
become better and shit. Not staying, like, stuck on one fucking level of your life. Like, you gotta always level up. Like,
yeah,
don't get comfortable.
I feel like that's where I'm at. Like,
what, you're getting comfortable?
No, I'm one leg leveled up, and I'm one leg comfortable, you know? So I gotta put the other leg to completely level up. But that takes another amount, like, another level of, like, discipline and, like, consistency, which is
inconsistency,
which is what I'm struggling with right now.
You been going to church?
No, but I feel like I need to. But I feel like church is missing something. Like, I need something a little stronger than church. You know?
The other day, I was going to go to church.
And then?
I didn't wake up.
What's that about?
I just felt like, I want to go learn something. I just, you know?
At church?
Yeah, I was like, let's see what these motherfuckers talking about today.
And what church were you going to go to?
To the my mom's church.
Catholic church?
No, it's a Christian church.
Christian church?
Yeah. And my daughter goes there all the time, too, with her. So I was like, man, let me go. I didn't fucking go. Yeah, the universe ain't want me to go.
I think you subconsciously didn't want to go.
Huh?
And like, I think you subconsciously didn't want to go.
Nah, my problem is just I don't wake up. Like, especially Sunday mornings, I don't want to wake up. It's the only day I get to fuck off.
That's how I feel, too, for some things. Like, I need to wake up, but I can't wake up. But I also work nights, so... I don't know
what you had any crazy dreams lately?
Yeah, I had a dream the other day that this fucking demon was terrorizing me. But it was like in the form of a Chucky doll. So me and Chucky. The Chucky doll were just like going at it. Like I would kill him and then he'd come back. And then I'd kill him again and he'd come back. And then I'd kill him again. And it was just like, I even woke up, ate, and then went back to sleep. And me and this Chucky dude were still going at it.
The fuck? Like some Peter Griffin and the chicken type shit?
Yeah, but I mean, I was winning every time. But he just wouldn't stop fucking with me.
Did y'all become best friends afterwards?
No.
No?
I finally just woke up and put an end to it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been having crazy dreams like that. I've been exposed to some demons and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Demonic activities at an all-time high.
I can, like, I've been handling all that kind of shit very well.
That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like we're entering really another level.
I've been like fucking stupid busy. But I've still been going to the gym every day. Fucking trying to stay on my shit.
That's good.
Yeah.
Me, all the days are like blended into. They're not even days anymore. It's not even days and nights. It's like because I wake up, I go to work at 2 and I get out at 6.
But you need to find discipline. Just because the day is chaotic, you still need to fucking organize yourself. And
I know, I still need to stick to my routine because I feel like that's what's making it more chaotic is that like my routine's all over the place. And if I just get my routine back down pat, the rest will fall in line. I know it.
I believe in you.
Thank you. I believe in myself too.
Good.
Good things are coming. Good things are on the way.
Good things, hell yeah.
And it makes me a little sad too because a lot of things have exited my life and a lot of things are exiting my life, and at this point I don't feel the need
but if they're exiting your life, it's because they're supposed to,
right?
Yeah
And I don't feel the need to like bring those things back into my life anymore.
That's good.
Which I am going through closure. Like a grieving process because of that, you know, like you gotta kind of like say goodbye to the old to like welcome in the new.
Damn, you just walk out right now.
Right?
You just walk the fuck out. No, nah, dude, but you gotta accept change.
Yeah.
You gotta welcome it.
That's my issue.
You gotta welcome it. You gotta do like fucking Rick James and Chappelle Show. That's what you gotta do.
I guess so. So what's up with you? How's life?
Busy, dude.
Busy doing?
I've been in the H for 2 weeks, so that's good.
Oh, yeah? You're working out of town? Yeah. How's that going?
Just getting it.
Getting
just it? Just chasing it. Going to fucking Austin next week, but just to fuck off. And then going to fucking Tulsa, bro.
Nice.
Who the fuck goes to Tulsa, bro? No disrespect.
Tulsa, Oklahoma?
I never been. It's probably the greatest fucking
place I just came ever. Back from Oklahoma.
Yeah?
Where'd you go? Took a little road trip to Kansas.
To Kansas?
Kansas.
Oh, so you went through Oklahoma?
Wichita.
So you didn't stop at Oklahoma?
Yeah, on the way back, I stopped in Oklahoma because they have, like, dispensaries.
Yeah.
Man, they got, like, $3 grams.
Bullshit ass weed.
No, I mean, I don't know. I didn't try it because you need a fucking medical
Oh, it's just thing. Medical?
Yeah, they don't have recreational.
For
but
real?
You can get your medical. It's like super easy to get it, but it takes like 30 days and it costs like $250 or some shit like that. But everybody has one, and there's like little dispensaries all over the place.
So I ain't gonna smoke out there.
Mm-mm. But everything's cheap. Like pre-rolls are like $7. Like they got all kinds of shit cheap. Oh, wow. Cheap as fuck. It might be dirt weed though.
No, the last time, I think I probably told this story already, but the last time I fucking passed through Oklahoma, I was coming from Colorado, and there was a fucking like dirt storm, sandstorm, I don't know what the fuck you call it, but everything went dark. Like in the daytime, shit just went dark, and it was just like you just feel the fucking car just moving.
Was it like apocalypse, like
Mad type Max shit? It was like I never seen no shit like that. I was scared.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck? Like,
sounds good.
Like are we in the middle of a tornado? But nah, it was just like that shit happens out there. Like they just have crazy ass wind, and then everything just goes dark.
Interesting.
And then I'm driving, so I don't know how far the motherfucker in front of me is. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
tripped out.
Yeah.
That sounds trippy.
Yeah. Dude, I had to stop and pee.
In the middle of the sandstorm.
And I'm just peeing. At the time when I stopped to pee, it wasn't a lot of like sand, but it was windy as fuck. So I'm over there peeing. My fucking piss is going.
Oh my god.
It's just going up, bro. Like, I'm just like.
It came back to you?
Nah, it didn't come back to me. It didn't come back to me.
Truck all wet.
Nah, I did my science. I was like, okay, the wind's going this way.
You're like, east.
Yeah.
West. Yeah. Nice.
Pretty much. Yeah, but other than the going back to Oklahoma,
that's it?
Just fucking
gym in Oklahoma?
Gym, yeah. Gym. Yeah, that's it.
My life is like a movie right now. Like, I guess because I work at the club, you know, and it's like the club I work at is calm. So it's not really I'm doing too much. But the other club I was at, it was like Call of Duty every weekend.
What's like Call of Duty? Okay, so it was like a crazy story. Like you had to throw somebody out or something.
Let me just tell you a story that happened last weekend. And I wasn't even at work. I was actually, I took the day off on Sunday, or they gave me the day off on Sunday. And I had went to go drop off some money at my grandma's house. And there's a little bar right there by my grandma's house. It's like a Michelada spot. Well, okay, so I'm going to drop off the money. And I park in front of my grandma's house. And you just hear like, boom. And everything goes black, like pitch black. Like all the lights just turned off and like the street lights. So like you couldn't see shit. Like it was black as fuck. And I just like looked at my homegirl and I was like, this is some demonic activity going on. Because you could feel it. Like you could feel like something, right? And then, like, 30 seconds later, all the lights come on. So I'm like, okay. And I get out the car and I go put the money in the mailbox. And then I'm like, something happened. Like, a drunk driver either hit a transformer, because you heard it. Like, you heard the pop, you know? Or, like, he hit somebody else. And then, so I was like, man, let me just go see, right? And something told me, like, don't go. But, like, you know, curiosity always kills the cat. So I was like, man, let me just go. I'm, like, two streets away. So I go, right? And these freaking, like, I can't even process the images still. It's like a week later. Like, I'm passing by and it's three dead bodies, like, on the ground. Like, it's a guy and then it's a lady and then it's another lady. They're literally, like, in the middle of the street. Like, and everybody's freaking out. Like, the people around them, I guess, you know, like, their family or whatever that was with them. And some fucking drunk guy was leaving and he hauled ass. I have the video. He hauled ass out of there. And he freaking hits these two ladies that were leaving the bar. Like, they were walking on the sidewalk. And, like, the lady's legs are all mangled and stuff. And then the other lady was just thrown in the street. Oh, and, yeah, so he hits the freaking pole, right? Check it out. He hits the freaking pole. And he freaking, look, they're going to show the ladies. Look.
Oh, shit. Ouch. I mean, send it to me. We could put it on, but nobody take
it. It's bad. Yeah, they had it all over the place. Like, it was all over Grizzy and freaking everywhere, right? It was just bad. But So they get the guy out of the car.
And what did you do? You didn't do no CPR?
No. Check it out, lady. Check out. No, because I had already passed when everything had already went down, right? I passed, literally, before the cops got there, but after everything had happened. So they freaking got the guy out of the truck, and they took him to the street and whooped the fuck out of him. Like, they were stomping on his face, like bad, like they were like whooping his ass, because you know they thought that he had killed, you know, the two ladies, which is obviously somebody's wife, somebody's mom, right. It ended up being like one of our homeboy's mom. So our homeboy was there, and he was the one kicking his ass too. Like, it was a group of people like just whooping the shit out this dude, and I thought they were dead. Thank God none of them died, they all survived. But when I passed by, it was just like bodies on the floor. Like, it was bad. It was really bad. So like when I got home, there was a lot of paranormal activity going on in my house, and I was just like I couldn't even process those images. So I was just like, okay, like what the fuck is going on? Like,
wow.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
That's airline for you.
That was on airline. I saw some crazy shit around there too the other day.
Airline is just so bad now.
Well, like on Parker and like the Hardy.
Parker.
There was this guy climbing the fucking electric grid thing right there above the tollway.
I seen a guy doing that last year.
And I was still he's all the way at the top. I'm like, why is all these fucking cops there? And I look up and the motherfucker climbing that hill.
I think mental health is real, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. That shit was crazy. I couldn't even process those images, because that lady's legs, like, you seen that? Like, imagine seeing that shit fresh on the street. Like, it was just like, it's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day. I seen Lazy the other day. He went to my house. And Chica, too. They went to go visit me and shit.
For real?
Yeah. It was crazy. But, like Chica went first, and, like, she smoked one with me. And then Lazy showed up later with his dad.
Oh, okay.
No, like, what the fuck?
Just out the blue?
Yeah. But like, we're arching it together. But anyways, so we smoked when we were talking about shit like that, like fucking like seeing crazy shit. Like, I remember me and Slow, and I think it was T Brad, I think. We were like in TG, and we just see this fucking body on the floor. And like, it was this lady, she had just got shot. And I think Slow had made a joke or something. And I was like, dog, like, she's dead, fool. Like, she's, and he was like, oh shit, I didn't know. But
yeah, he knew.
Just like crazy shit. It'd be funny whenever like the people don't get hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? You see somebody crash. Like, you ever seen somebody crash and it was like some dumb shit though? It was like dumbass. Like,
yeah.
That shit'd be funny. Die, no, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It could either be funny or it could be really fucked up.
Yeah. True. I don't know. It's just making me see life different now, especially like the hood's like going crazy. Like, I remember airline was not that bad growing up, and then
you
now,
just didn't notice it.
I guess so, and I guess we didn't have like social media.
Yeah.
No, but I remember like I could play in the street. I could ride my bike in the street, and like now
you can still do that shit. I seen this little girl walking to the school the other day, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Now you can't. Like, in my grandma's street where I grew up, like you can't ride your bike there because so many cars are passing through. Like, there's so much traffic in that area, and I'm like, where are all these fucking people coming from? Like,
overpopulated.
A lot. Really, like, a lot. And then we got those, like, people that came from the caravans, you know? Like,
they keep on coming.
The Salvadorians and the Colombians and, like, Central Americans that are coming through Mexico. So, dude,
you seen Trump got indicted?
I did see that. For, like, that rape stuff or something?
For all these, like, classified documents or some shit that he had. But fucking, didn't Biden have the same shit, remember?
Yeah, and so did Hillary Clinton.
They found all that shit in that nigga's garage or some shit.
Hillary Clinton's emails. Hunter Biden's still out there smoking crack somewhere.
Smoking crack.
I mean, it's a shit show. It's a shit show. They said the aliens are coming in June. Did you see that?
No.
We are in June. Logan Paul, supposedly he hired some fucking dude.
Oh, I did hear about that shit. You see that?
He hired some, he paid some dude $100,000.
I just heard about that shit today. Well, I was listening to a Rogan podcast with the dude that fucking gave Logan all that info and
shit. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I just seen like a little small clip, And that he gave him $100,000 to wear a fucking little small camera on his shirt, right?
Yeah.
And get that UFO footage.
That they didn't want to sell it. They offered him money, but they didn't want to sell it. So he just watched it and recorded that shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and then he was like, the aliens are coming in June. This is all a simulation. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay. Thanks for confirming. Now I don't got to go to work.
Seen this shit?
Primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks and the one about World War IV because we cannot get re-elected. We cannot win this re-election. Excuse me. We can only re-elect Donald Trump.
I agree, Biden. I definitely agree.
What's up with this guy, bro?
I think that's China's puppet front and center, right? China. I think that's China's puppet.
That's crazy, huh? This guy.
Primary from a
campaign.
Oh, boy. We can only re-elect Donald Trump.
Like, this nigga, even his people are like, what?
Excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump. Win this re-election. Excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump. And turn this primary from a campaign.
This guy.
Did you see Kanye West?
Nah, what he do?
He was talking about the Illuminati and like the Jewish people, and then they kidnapped his ass. No,
they kidnapped his ass.
Yeah, they kidnapped his ass, and then he came back like a totally different Kanye, and now he's like married to some weird bitch.
Oh, see, I did see that.
And like now he looks all different.
Why the fuck would he get married again, bro?
I don't think it's him.
What's wrong with this guy?
I don't think it's everybody's saying that it's not him, that he's a clone. They're like, rest in peace, Kanye. They said that's not Kanye West, that's Kanye East.
Kanye East.
Yeah, and he does look slightly different.
What you think, bro? You heard about that shit?
Kanye?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a Ye fan. If Ye crazy, I'm crazy, bro. But yeah, I think he's cool.
But did you see the new him?
Yeah, but he always looks weird.
You think so?
He's never normal.
I don't know, he seems a bit like
Ashley
taller.
Saying that he's a clone.
I think so. He even said himself, after he started talking about all them Jewish stuff, he said, if I leave and come back, he's like, it's not going to be me.
He said that shit.
Yeah. And then, like, if you see him, like, you can tell it's not him. He's over there wearing leggings and shit. Like,
but it's Kanye. Yeah,
with shoulder pads.
Kanye always does that shit.
Kanye would never wear leggings.
Bro, come on.
Kanye would wear, like,
have you seen
pants.
His fucking fashion shows and shit?
It's more like sweats, not like leggings.
But
not,
it
like,
always changes, bro. Remember he used to wear fucking polo fucking colorful.
And then
ass,
okay, he was talking about polos. Balenciaga, about how Kim and Balenciaga and all this like child sex thing controversy. And then as soon as he disappeared, he came back and he was wearing Balenciaga, shopping at Balenciaga. Like, you don't think that's a little sus? When he was so like outspoken about the whole Balenciaga child sex thing, and then all of a sudden
they're
he's
Hollywood,
gonna come back.
Bro. They're fake, bro. They're gonna
make controversy.
Yeah, they're just for gonna nothing? Do what the fuck they want. You know, that's just what it is. What do you think? He's out here doing the right thing? I don't care, bro.
I don't think he's doing the right thing, but for him to like speak on some of the things that he was speaking about, especially about like the Jewish people that own all the media, I think that was very serious for him to even like mention stuff like that. Very, very serious.
Very serious.
Yeah, because it's one thing to talk about Illuminati and people are going to be like, oh, you're crazy. That's a conspiracy theorist. But when you start talking about the Jewish people that run the world, then that's a problem because that's like for real. And that's like.
So he became a problem and they exterminated
him.
They
took care of it, yes.
They took care of it.
I think so. I think that wife that he has is like his new handler. You know, like in the movie, like, what was it? Get Out? Was it Get Out?
I haven't seen Get Out.
Was it Get Out? Where the black guy goes underneath? Yeah, with the white people, right?
Yeah.
That's how he is. He's like under MK mind control. And his wife is his handler. That's why she's his wife. Like Britney Spears. Have you guys seen the Britney Spears controversy?
Yeah.
Same thing with her. She's like supposedly died a long time ago and they're just like putting some. Yeah. They're
Britney
just
Spears
putting
died?
Some, well, there's something, like, she's not there because whoever that bitch is that's on the internet is not her. Like, they even, like, did, like, facial, like, where, like, they mashed up the teeth. All of a sudden, she has a fucking gap. Like, and then she's just on the fucking internet dancing all weird. Like, they just put, like, a lot of shit. Like, the internet will do it for you. Like, they just put a lot of shit that doesn't match. And then her wedding, like, all these fucking weird people were there. But you could see where they were, like, fucking with her face, like, on the pictures. Like, the ones that they posted on Instagram, you could see where it was, like, CGI. And, like, some of the pictures wasn't matching the neck up to the face. So I'm like, how do you explain that? And then they say her husband is a handler, too.
She's married?
Because, you know, like...
Wasn't her dad in charge of all her shit?
Yes, because you remember how her dad was all in charge of her shit? And, like, she couldn't do shit for, like, I don't know how many years. Like, 10 plus years. She couldn't even, like... She couldn't do nothing. Like, she didn't have no autonomous rights to herself. So then she started speaking out about it. And then they, like, fought it in court. Right. So she got free. And then as soon as she got free, like, they, like, replaced her with this fucking clone Britney. And now she don't talk about nothing no more. She just fucking posts weird, random dancing videos.
I haven't kept up with Britney Spears since,
it was like a whole movement.
Airplane.
It was a whole movement.
The remember free that video? Britney. What song was that? Toxic?
Toxic. Wow. Supposedly she's been dead for a while.
That's how old I am. I don't know. I don't think I believe that theory, Ashley. I think that's bullshit.
You have to do the research and believe it.
I'm going to have to look into Kanye West as well.
Kanye West.
And then I'll come back next week and tell you how I feel about Kanye West.
Okay. What else conspiracy I'm on right now? I'm not really on too many conspiracies.
You been
lately.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like TikTok. Not as much, but...
Why don't you do TikToks?
Because...
You just be on that hoe just watching people.
Yeah. I actually get on to, like, get information. Like, the UFO.
What's your algorithm?
My algorithm is, like, puros conspiracy theories.
Puros conspiracy. Uh-huh. Did you know? And yes. Then that creepy-ass voice.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Like, that fucking sandstorm shit that's going on in New York. You seen that? Well, oh, all the sky's all orange and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Canada's burning.
The Canadian said that there's nothing going on over there.
As you shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying. I got a Canadian on speed dial.
Nothing wrong here.
Oh, God. I mean, they're just saying that there's nothing wrong over there. And then New York's, like, underneath this whole cloud of shit, like, right when the aliens are gonna come on, like, come, like, come on, bro, like, they're hiding the aliens.
Nah, I mean, didn't they already say that they had all this shit?
Yeah, they did. They confirmed it. But I think the aliens are trying
to leak that shit.
I think the aliens are trying to show themselves, like, trying to, like, be out here, you know. And I feel like that's why they keep fucking with the sky. Like,
well, you saw that shit I sent you? It was like a fucking UFO. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago.
Okay, my algorithm is nothing but people fucking showing like UFOs just in the sky.
Fucking what is, man? Let me pull it up.
That's my algorithm. So you're saying all these people are lying? Because it's different people. It's not just like the same person. It's like different people in different parts of the United States that are like even in Mexico. But in Mexico, that's normal. Like they always see different shit out there. But
in Mexico,
here.
Why you say that?
Because they do. Like, if you talk to any Mexican, they're gonna tell you a story about a duende, about a UFO, about a demon. You know, like, Mexico has a lot of, like,
fairy tale
creatures going on.
They're fairy tales, bro.
And they can't all be lying.
They lying.
Even the people in the ranchos, like, way far out there, have the most, like, stories about that kind of shit. So you don't think that shit's real? Like, I think it's real. It has to be real.
I mean, I believe in UFOs. I think they are. I mean, there's definitely we're such. It's a big universe, bro. Like, and we're nothing in it. Like, we're just
not even a 0.01% of it. Yeah.
So come on now. There's all kinds of worlds out there, bro. Mm-hmm. With crazy ass fucking octopus people. There's a fucking planet out there where everybody is Biggie Smalls.
True.
Everybody.
True. Did you hear about the inner Earth?
No, what's that?
The inner earth, how they're like voyaging through the inner earth. Because, you know, they found those forests. They found that forest in like Japan. And it was like deep inside the earth. But the forest had like vegetation and like animal, like wildlife. Like it was like a whole thing down there. So they barely started like exploring, but they still haven't disclosed much of what they've encountered down there. But supposedly there's people down there that are like 9 feet tall.
Fuck is that? Soaring over Medellin, Colombia. No. Little does the captain know he's about to find out he's sharing the friendly. Where did that fucking video go?
Logan Paul was talked on Joe Rogan about UFO conspiracy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw that.
Logan was in Brazil and had like a secret button cam to look at this never before seen footage that the government wants to see, and now Logan's being offered like hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy the footage.
Does Logan have some footage?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh yeah. Whoa, really?
Yeah, something like that.
Logan has alien footage and you don't even care or remember it, bro.
Hey, what's up? You're on
Jeff FM.
What's the deal with this alien footage?
Yeah, he's not.
Man, I thought these motherfuckers were gonna show that.
Joe Rogan about
this is bullshit.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Logan.
I'm just saying, like, y'all spend a lot of time doing what while the aliens are in the sky? What do? All of us. We look down at our phones. We're all on our phones.
Especially just, you on TikTok.
We're just looking down at our phones.
Bro, this video ain't even on YouTube. I think it was. I seen this shit like on Instagram or something.
On TikTok.
Yeah. Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers. Point is,
I don't know, dude.
I wish people would believe me about this shit.
About what?
About just everything.
I think a lot of people believe the whole alien thing.
I mean, I think they do, but I think most they people. I don't think most people.
It's just they don't care about it.
Because, like, what can they do?
Yeah, it's true, but, like.
We still got to go to work.
Yeah, we still got to go to
work.
We
still got
to
pay these bills.
Yeah.
Aliens ain't coming through with a check. I'm just ready. Like, I think I'm
what
ready.
What are you ready for?
I'm ready for the
for
fucking
an abduction or what?
Apocalypse. Like, bitch, whatever's going to happen, like, come on. Like, I've been waiting for this my whole life. Like, it's either going to be aliens.
You've been waiting for this your whole life?
It's either going to be aliens. It's either going to be.
What the fuck are you going to do? You just want them niggas to kill you?
I want, like, that laser gun that they have. You know, like, that futuristic gun. You know, like, pew, pew, pew. You know,
oh,
like.
My God,
they got them cool glasses that, like, can see through.
You live
the
in a comic book.
My life is a movie. I'm telling you, like, my
yeah,
life
you
is
should
a movie.
Write it down.
I'm living it. I'm too busy living it.
Write that shit down.
But yeah.
Bro. Nice. There's a. I'm not looking forward to that shit.
Like the zombies? Like, okay, so it was either going to be alien apocalypse.
I like my peace, bro.
Or zombie. Okay, right now the zombies are like the alcoholics and the fucking fiends, you know? If I was on my way to the gym the other day. And it was late. I had just got off of work. So it was like 6 in the morning. And you see like all these people going to work. And then you see the fucking zombies like on airline. Like they're dope fiends, but they're zombies. Like they're literal zombies. So
yeah,
I'm like,
sure.
Is this the zombie apocalypse? Yes. Right? Because if a dope fiend comes up to your window and tries to fucking steal something from you, like
actually,
how are you going to handle that?
I just think you need to like get out the hood.
I know, right? The hood. I need to go to the fucking...
Go to the suburbs.
Not the suburbs. I need to go to the country.
To the country, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like where Lazy lives.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to get me some out in the country. I want some like up by like Houston type shit.
But do you think if we were meant to be in the country, we would be out there right now?
You gotta go get it.
I mean, that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah,
that's what we've been doing, right?
You just gotta go get it.
And we're still in the hood. So yeah. We're meant to be in the hood right now.
We're meant to get the fuck out. But
eventually,
with willpower.
Of course, eventually we're gonna get out.
Hell yeah.
But I think there's a reason that I'm there right now. I mean, I don't know what the reason is, but.
It's your molding.
My programming?
No, you gotta put those. You haven't put the work in. I think maybe
to get out of that.
Yeah,
frequency.
You still have to like. There's still some lessons to be learned.
I think so.
There.
I definitely think so.
Yeah, and once you master that, then you go. You open the doors
to the next level.
Yeah, and I think that's where I'm at too. Like,
I mean, yeah, like, come on, we're waiting for the next level. Yeah. Like, come on, what else can we do here? Like, I think it's just
stay
not time.
Stay consistent and like just put in more work.
I think it's just not time, right?
No, I think like
there's because eventually like, it's gonna come.
No, but we can all but we can't just sit around and wait for it. We gotta like
nobody's go sitting get it. Around.
You gotta go get it.
We're getting it.
We gotta get it harder. We're
getting it every day.
Hell yeah!
Like I feel like every week or every month at least is like we're leveling up. Like come on, okay, we're on.
Yeah,
we went from the little leagues. Now we're in the big leagues, and now we're in the big leagues. And it's like, okay, what's next? Like. That's how I feel. I feel like I haven't took my foot off the gas at all.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't say we're, like, I don't know. We just got to stay hungry.
Stay hungry. Stay motivated. Yeah,
stay motivated. You know what I'm saying?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the people that are not hungry anymore? That's what I mean about, like, people exiting my life.
People get comfortable.
Yeah. And I feel like they don't match my frequency anymore. Right. So they've just kind of fallen off, you know? Yeah. And I wish that they would put in the work to, you know, be where I'm at and come with me. But, like, everybody's in their own game.
Right.
So what do you do about that? About the people that you know that are not at your frequency, but you still don't worry
about it too much. You just do what you got to do.
And just let them fall off.
Yeah, like you're on your road, you're on your lane, you stay in your lane. And motherfuckers,
it just makes me sad.
Fall off the road, they fall off the road.
Yeah.
But you just gotta. You can't like, you can't downgrade your self care to please other people, like, or like to. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Do good. You know what I'm saying? Like, do good towards them and shit. Mm-hmm.
If like you I can. See, like for example, my boss and, like, the people that I work with, like, they're all, like, hustlers and they're all, like, nightlife people and, like, you know, like, they freaking wear designer. I never been a designer person, you know, but I see myself, like, I'm around these people and I'm like, dang, I could see myself, my frequencies different. Because back then, I used to hang out with nothing but people that just had, like, slides and fucking t-shirts and cool. Now it's like they got Balenciagas, they got Moncler, they got, you know, nice cars. You know, people are tipping me just because I'm pretty. Like, it's a different thing, you know, where I came from, like, having to, like, work for my money, and now I just, like, have to stand in the queue and, like, I get paid. So I'm like, okay, this is like a good place, right? Like, I'm not doing nothing and I'm still getting money. Like, all my bills are taken care of. Like, everything's good. But I just see myself surrounded by different people now.
I mean, if it's a positive thing, then
right, you can't complain, right?
Right. Like, right? Why would you complain?
Right. Like, so I don't have any complaints. I think it's me that I'm like, I'm seeing myself in a transition.
You got to surround yourself around
better people.
Yeah, about yeah.
Higher people. Yes. Smarter people. Exactly.
Smarter people. Yes. Than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you become.
Because if you don't, you just kind of, like...
be stagnant.
Yeah, like...
you dumb down and shit. If I'm the richest person in the room, why would I want to go make more money? If I'm already the richest person in the room.
Exactly.
But if I'm the poorest in the room...
there's, like, lack of motivation. Like, yeah, if you're around, like, go-getters, you're gonna go...
You're gonna want to go get it. Yeah. You're gonna go get it. Yeah. Sure. Like, last time, I wanted to call off just to go fucking fuck off. And my boss was like, I really need you. He's like, Ash, like, come on. And I was like, damn, like, I really need to, like, be disciplined and just, instead of going to party or fuck off, you know, like, yeah. I should just be disciplined and stick it out and come on, let's do it. And I did, and, like, man, I feel so good. I feel so good about it, to be honest.
That's good, dude, because that's what life is about.
Right?
That's what life is about. Hell yeah. Yeah, boy. And that's dope. So you haven't beat nobody up? You haven't had to, like, put your hands on anybody?
No. I think one time this girl was drunk and I had to get her out the club. It's mostly the guys that start issues.
You had to beat a motherfucker up or not?
No. My team is very, like, it's nothing but, like, soldiers. So I don't have to do anything.
You don't do shit.
I don't do anything. Like, the other day, we were just standing around, like.
You're just walking around snitching.
No. Because I'm like, in the front of the entrance, you know? Like, we're at the door. So I don't really go inside unless I have to. But yeah. As soon as, like we were standing right there, we're all chilling on our phones, you know, it's kind of down. And some, like, mental guy came. He was, like, a big old black dude. He came, and you can tell he was kind of, like, mental or under the influence. And since I was the one that was, like, far out by the street, and the guys were kind of like over here. He was like closer to me, and as soon as like he even like was walking my way, the guys came and like surrounded me, and like they had their hand on their guns, and they're like, okay, what is this thing gonna do? Like, and me, I was just like, dang, like I don't have to worry about nothing. Like, I really feel like I'm in my feminine energy there, you know, because like the guys that I work with are not fucking pussies. It's different though, because it's like the people that I work with, it's like we're our own security team, and then it's like in-house security. So the
clubs, there's two.
Yeah, the clubs that we work with, sometimes they have their own security, and most of the time those guys are like little bitches, or they're just there to like party and like sell dope, you know. They're not really like, they're not really there to like, you know, like muscle.
For sure.
I have fucking coworkers that pull out like ARs from their trunks, and they're like, you know, and they're all suited up with the vest, and it's just like, it's interesting to see, you know, it's fun.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Nightlife.
That's dope as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Last time they were shooting at, in the air, some fucking people, I don't know why people in Southside like to shoot in the air, but they were shooting in the air, and like my coworker literally went to the freaking parking lot with his AR. And everybody was freaking out. Like, all the girls from the club, they seen him pull out the AR. And they're like, oh, my God, he pulled out the big gun. And I was like, well, get inside the club. Like, and they're so dumb. Like, people freak out, and they just, like, are, like, ducks. Like, just sitting ducks. And I'm like, dude, if you're scared of the AR, then go away from the AR. Like, why are you still outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fun. Some guy was, like, bleeding out. He got shot in the leg, and he was, like, bleeding out. And then we had to help them. They did like a tourniquet. Like, it's like literally like Call of Duty, but in the fucking after hours.
Sounds like fun.
Very much so.
Making money, so.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty good.
Well, shit, nice. Good to be back, man. Well, shit, let's wrap this whole up.
I know. All right, guys. Road Dogs episode.
For sure. I don't know.
Episode unknown.
I don't even know anymore. Later.
Oh my gosh. It's freaking hot here.